Macmillan Audio presents Thin Air by Anne Cleves. Read for you by Kenny Blythe.
Chapter 1. The music started. A single chord played on fiddle and accordion. A breathless moment of silence when the scene was fixed in Polly's head like a photograph, and then the Mionnes Community Hall was jumping. Polly had spent 13 hours on the overnight boat from Aberdeen to Lerwick, and when she'd first come ashore, the ground had seemed to shift under her feet, and this was another kind of illusion. The music appeared to bounce from the walls and the floor and to push people towards the centre of the room, to lift them onto their feet. Even the homemade bunting and the balloons strung from the rafters seemed to dance. The band's rhythm set toes tapping and heads nodding. Children in party clothes clapped, and elderly relatives clambered from their chairs to join in. A young mother jiggled a baby on her knee. Laurie took the hand of his new bride, Caroline, and led her onto the dance floor to show her off to his family once more. This was the Heimferien. Laurie was a Shetlander, and after years of courtship, Caroline had finally persuaded him, or bullied him, to marry her. The real wedding had taken place close to Caroline's home in Kent, and her two closest friends had followed her to Unst, Shetland's most northerly island, to complete the celebration. And they'd brought their men with them.
Doesn't she look gorgeous? It was Eleanor.